The two-time Commonwealth champion officially retires from the sport when he trades leather with former Commonwealth title contender Spencer Matsangura in his testimonial bout set for May 25. Alfonso, who in 1998 defied all odds when he traveled to Ireland and beat Paul Weir of the United Kingdom for his first Commonwealth title, says his time has come and wants to quit active boxing and go into full-time boxing promotion and management. Alfonso says he has already secured sponsorship for his testimonial bout, adding he would also take the time to stage national title fights involving some of the boxers under the Mosquito Boxing Promotion stable, which he owns. The Mosquito Boxing Promotion stable, which is based at Stoddard Hall in Mbare, has a number of boxers under its belt, including female pugilists. Proceeds from the testimonial bout will also go toward the Mosquito Boxing Promotions, whose boxers train in a makeshift gymnasium where there is no proper equipment apart from two pairs of old gloves, which are also torn in some parts. Zhenyika is not happy with the state of the gym.
I'm a former Commonwealth champion. I can't train like here. You see, right now, there's no gym, there's no punch bag, there's no speedball, there's nothing at all.
Last year, former Zimbabwe national soccer team captain Benjani Mwariwari staged a highly successful testimonial match that drew a big crowd at the National Sports Stadium and also paraded a number of former and current African football stars, including Nwankwo Kanu of Nigeria and El Hadji Diouf of Senegal. Alfonso ranks alongside the legendary Langton Schoolboy Tinago as the only Zimbabwean boxers to win Commonwealth titles since Zimbabwe was admitted to international boxing in 1980. Langton Schoolboy Tinago won three Commonwealth titles at three different weight divisions in the 80s. In fact, Alfonso is the last Zimbabwean to hold a recognized international boxing title, and since then, Zimbabwean boxing has suffered a rapid decline and a new boxing board has been appointed to rescue the sport from further decline. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.